This morning I want to speak to us on the topic Christian or church board? Christian or church board? As you heard Paul writing to the church at Galatia, reminding us that we are all children by Christ Jesus through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we who were baptized into his name are all members one of another. A simple definition of a Christian is a believer or a follower of Jesus Christ. A person who possesses virtues relating to or derived from the teachings of Christ and the example that he gave his followers. Or as world-renowned evangelist Billy Graham puts it, a Christian is a person who have made a choice, accepted a challenge, and made a change through the power of the Holy Spirit. A person who have made a choice, we've decided, yes, this is the way that we need to go, accepted the challenge, and the challenge is great, made a change in our lives and our behavior, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we're able to do all these things. So sinners as we are, we can be changed through the power of the Holy Spirit. And remember that when Jesus was leaving, he said to his disciples, I am leaving you, but I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you to fight your own battles. I will send the promised comforter. And he it is that will guide you into all truth. He will teach you what I have taught you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. And so, as Christians, we do not have to say, well, Jesus gone back. We thought that he was our Savior. When he was going back, he made provision. And he sent someone that is always with us. So it doesn't matter where we are and what condition we are, we can call upon the Holy Spirit that he gave to all believers. And if you are a believer in Christ this morning, you have the Holy Spirit within you. But so often, some persons do not recognize the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives, because they hear all types of stories of how you get the Holy Spirit and what you have to do to get it, which are not biblical. But I want to say to you that the word says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And it is that Holy Spirit that has been given to you as believers. On the other hand, there are persons who come to church on Sundays, but they are not changed. They seem not to have made a choice, nor accepted the challenge, nor allowed the Holy Spirit to transform them. And so a definition of a church goer, as I went to our good Collins English Dictionary, of which the University of the West Indies had a contribution to make, and I'm very proud of that. And I look for the definition of a churchgoer in that Collins Dictionary, and it says, a churchgoer is one who attends church regularly or is an adherent of an established church. I didn't hear anything about any commitment, no, nothing. Go to church regularly and is attached to an established church. That is what a churchgoer is. And so I want to challenge us this morning to look into ourselves and to see whether we are churchgoers or Christians, because there is a difference. And you know, I have been asked by many persons to tell them the difference between the two. Well, you've heard it simply, but it is evident from several discussions that we Methodists do not fully grasp the significance of our responsibility to each one of us as members of the body of Christ. But I want us to be reminded this morning. And so those of you who have not looked at your ticket of membership recently, I want to tell you what's on it. As Methodists, we are expected to